Okay, it's being recorded, so it's official. Okay. Yesterday we learned the Gemara. This is a very famous Gemara. There's an echo here. What's the echo?
Oh, that's my.
Okay. Yesterday we learned the Gemara on Kuf Design on the base, goes over to the top of Kuf Chesam and Aleph, that there is a concept of Loiplug in Halacha. When you make a gzera derabanan, you only have the right to make a gzera derabanan if there's a tzorach. If there's an insignificant tzorach, I have no right to make a gzera. And that's what we spoke about at the beginning of the perek, that you don't have a right to make a gzera l'gzera. If the whole concern is that people will violate an issa derabanan, that's insufficient cause to make a gzera derabanan. You have to be really concerned that someone's going to violate an issa deraisa. And it's not enough that you're afraid that once every 100 years someone will be Mechal Shabbos. You have to have Milsa de lo shlicha le gozer abanan. If it's a far-fetched concern, once in 100 years someone's going to do an avera, then you have no right to make a gzera abanan. It has to be a real concern. So here, you should really say the gzera de rabbanan should only apply in a condition where the reason for the gzera applies. Whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, the gzera shouldn't apply. So that's what the Gemara says. No, dov shem minyan, soch mi nachal atir. Dov shem minyan means when the chachamim were omdu le minyan and they made gzera derabanan. So the gzera applies not only dov shem minyan, soch mi nachal atir. It means if you live in a generation, you live in a time where the whole concern doesn't apply. Loiplug means I live in a time that the reason for the gzera does apply, but under these circumstances, it doesn't apply. I don't talk to my brother. So what's so bad if Alit Fleshiks and Elit Milchiks are at the same table? We're not friendly with each other. We're fighting each other for the last 25 years over the Yerusha. Our lawyers are suing each other. So the Gemara says, you make a loyplug. If the Makirim Echad is Hasheni, so then you make a loyplug Rabbanah. So not only that, that's also called the Tzorach. Even on this situation, there's no Tzorach. There's no concern that he's going to give him some of his flesh. He's going to give him some of his cheese. Still, that's a loyplug rabbanan. And even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply at all, that's called dabshim minyan. When the chacham ram the minyan, tzorach minyan achan atiro, you don't say that it's mutta by itself. So that's considered, even though you have no right to make a gzera shalom the tzorach, that's considered a tzorach. Because if the chacham are afraid that the whole gzera is going to fall apart, if you're going to say, whenever the concern applies, then there's a gzera. Whenever there's no concern, then there's no gzera. So everyone, every time Dick and Harry will decide, I'm intelligent, I'm learned, I'm a Yirei Shamayim, the chashash doesn't apply to me, so I don't have to observe this din derabbanan. So that's, the Gemara says that the chacham had a right to make a gzera. So 100 years ago, there was a great goyin passed away, the Avnei Nezer. He had a Talmud, who was a Talmud chavar of his. The Talmud became very strong. The Avnei Nezer was a Chassidish Rebbe, Sochet Rebbe, Rebbe. His father was also a Rebbe. So this Talmud of his also became a big Rebbe, the Chelkas Yoyev. So the Avnei Nezer had a machloikas, but the Chelkas Yoyev, he has it in his Chuvas. If you have a Gzera, which is because of Loiplug, there really isn't, there's no Chashash over here. Here the brothers don't talk to each other. So if you have an Iser, in other cases, there's a real concern. But in this case, where the brothers don't talk to each other, we only prohibit it because of a loyplug rabbanon. So that's a weaker tzorach. You have to have a strong tzorach, so a weaker tzorach. So it's a chiddush that you have a right to make a gzer. You have to. You always have to make a gzer, but loyplug. Otherwise, yamakol ha-sreken ha-surin, sreken by sismator. So the Chelkas Yoav had a chiddush that whenever you have a nisa that's only because of a loyplug, and the time Akzera really doesn't apply in your case, then B'maka Mitzvah will always be Mutter. Shine. Like we have a certain Dinim Derabanan. We say B'maka Mitzvah is Mutter. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin and Medalef. Hey, my flieg, Misfina Gimel Yomim Samach L'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go on a boat trip 3 days before Shabbos. We usually learn that it means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Vilna Gaon says, no, the 3 days include Shabbos. It means Thursday, Friday. You're not allowed to go on a boat trip. So there are different explanations why. But then the Gemara says, but Makam Mitzvah, you're allowed to, whatever the concern is. So the Pashtus is, we usually, Rav Moshe Feinstein assumes, apparently the whole Issa was only an Issa de Rabbanah. So Makam Mitzvah, there goes a Rabbanah. So here also, this is what the Chel Kisiyav says on his own, that whenever you have an Issa, that's only because of a loy plug, it's a weaker level of an Issa. Like Shvuz de Shvuz b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Because Shvuz de Shvuz is a trade derabbanan. Trade derabbanan is not as strong as a chad derabbanan. So whenever you have a trade derabbanan, so b'makom mitzvah, Taisis, that's how we follow that opinion in Taisis. B'makom mitzvah l'gaz b'rabbanan. We discussed it, the Taisis and Gittin, Davches on the base, as two opinions. The Hoichoche, the proof to that theory, the proof to that idea is a Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara says that when you have a Shvuz de Shvuz, you're permitted to be Mechalal Shabbos. Shvuz de Shvuz are double the Rabbanan. If you have a Mila Bizmana. So one opinion of Taisis is, yeah, Mila Bizmana is so Chomer, it's Decha Shabbos. But Hechshe Mila, Machshire Mila, not Decha Shabbos. Machlekes Satanaim, Ablezer Hagadol, Ablezer Ben Hurkan is also even Machshir Mila Decha Shabbos. That's the first daf in Perek Ablezer de Mila. All the data on Mila appear there, and it starts with this Machlekes Ablezer Nechachamim. Ablezer holds not only the actual Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, Machshir Mila are also Decha Shabbos. We don't pass on like that. But if the whole Yisur Malecha Shabbos only a double the Rabban, it's got to be Amirali Akum to carry and a Chotzer Sheinim Urebis. It's a double the Rabbanan. So Shvuz the Shvuz b'makam mila b'zmana like gozer b'rabbanim. So Taisus has one opinion. Maybe it's only b'makam mila b'zmana because mila b'zmana is so chomer that is dechas Shabbos. What if it's a different mitzvah? So the two opinions. So in Shulchan Aruch it says the accepted opinion is that a Shvuz the Shvuz is mutam b'makam mitzvah any mitzvah, not only mila b'zmana any mitzvah. We say Shvuz the Shvuz is mutam. So the Chel Kisiyav came up with such a chiddush that whenever you have a weaker isa de rabbanan, there really isn't a tzorach in your case. It's only a loy plug to the other case. So whenever it's b'makom mitzvah l'gozer b'rabbanan. So there is a Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam or in Hilchos Yontov, I forgot already where it is. The Rambam poses a question: why do we observe 2 days Shavuos? Shavuos doesn't depend on the calendaric date. Avov Sivan. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah in the first parak, Pamim Hei, Pamim Vav, Pamim Zayin. Shavuos is sometimes the 5th of Sivan, sometimes the 6th of Sivan, sometimes the 7th of Sivan. Shavuos is the 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer. You count Sfiras HaOmer 49 days, and the day after is going to be Shavuos. So if Nisan and Iyar are both Malei, both months have 30 days, so then Shavuos will be Hey Ear. If Nisan is Malay, like it is by us all the time, Nisan is Malay, Ear is Chos. Every other month is Malay, every other month is Chos. So if Nisan has 30 days and Ear has 29 days, then Shavuos will be on Vav Sivan. And if they're both Choser, if Nisan, the calendar that we follow doesn't go like that. But Bizman Shikitsho al Piharia, they didn't have a Luach Kavua. So if Nisan and Ear will both be Choser, then Shavuos will be on Zion. So Shavuos doesn't depend on the day of the month in Sivan. Doesn't really depend on Vav Sivan. It depends on after counting the 49 days. So by the time it comes Shavuos, everybody in the world must have known already when Pesach was. You observe 2 days Yontel Pesach because in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have communication like we have today. They didn't have telephones. They didn't have email. So you don't know when Bezdin was Mekadosh HaSal Chodesh, but even a month later, a month and a half later, when it comes to the beginning of Sivan, when were they Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh Nisan? If you know when they were Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then you know when the 15th, what day of the week will Pesach be, and whatever day of the week Pesach is, At Bash. So Shavuos is going to be the same, first day Shavuos is going to be the same day as the second day Pesach, 7 weeks later, 50th day of Sfiras HaOmer. So how can it be that there were people in the world who didn't know, even when it came Shavuos, they didn't know when Shavuos was supposed to be? They had already over two months to find out when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Nikva. So the Rambam answers, Enachinami, he says, the only reason why we observe 2 days Shavuos is a loy plug otu Pesach and Sukkot. Because Pesach is the 15th of the month and Sukkot is the 15th. And a lot of people didn't know yet. They had to rely on Shluchim. Shluchim would go horseback. And till they arrived, it took a long time. So so Pesach and Sukkot are both the 15th of the month. and the shluchim are not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. When you have Edom who come to testify that they saw the Levana, the Mishnah says they're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. We learn that from the Pasuk and Parsha Samar. He spoke last week on the Parsha. It says, Elam Arashem Shetikru Osam B'mo Adam. B'mo Adam means that you're even allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So that's the connotation of B'mo Adam. So the Edom, Kiddush HaChodesh, are allowed to be mechal Shabbos, to travel to Bezdin, to notify them that we saw the Levana. But once the Bezdin is Mekadosh the Chodesh, once they declare one of Chodesh is, the Shluchim are not allowed to be mechal Shabbos to travel, to notify the people when Yontif is. Not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, not allowed to go on Yontif. So in the month of Tishrei, they can't travel neither on Rosh Hashanah, nor on Yom Kippur, nor on Shabbos. So that takes off 2 days, sometimes takes off 4 days. So the Shluchei Tishrei can only arrive at a certain distance. The Shluchei Nissen had an extra 4 days to travel. The Shluchei Nissen don't travel to notify the Tzibur when Rosh Chodesh Nissen was Nikva. So the Shluchei Nissen travel only 6 days a week. Shabbos, they don't travel. And only two Shabbos. And before Pesach, it's going to be 14 days. Our Pesach is the 14th of Nissen. So therefore, in the 14 days, they can travel 12 out of the 14 days. And Tishrei comes out a lot of times. They can only travel 10 days because Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and the two Shabbos, and they can't travel. So the Gemara says there were certain communities where the Shluchei Nissen higiyu, the Shluchei Tishrei lo higiyu, because it was another day or two's travel past where the Shluchei Tishrei could arrive. So the Shluchei Nissen higiyu, another 2 days travel past that. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah raises a question. If you live in such a community where the Shluchei Nissen, Magiim, and Shluchei Tishrei are not Magiim, so you should really have 2 days on Sukkot, but they should need 2 days on Sukkot, because, and they shouldn't need to observe 2 days on Pesach, because Pesach, the Shluchei Nissen, Higil. So the Gemara says, you make a loyplug Rabbanon. Since on Sukkot they're going to need 2 days, so on Pesach also we require 2 days. Because if you'll say Pesach Shluchei Nissen Magiim, so they only have to keep 1 day Yontif. The next thing you know is that when it comes Tishrei, you know the Shluchei Tishrei are never Magiim by them because they live too far away from Yerushalayim, the Mokum of the Beis Avad, where the Bezin decided when Rosh Chodesh should be. So next thing you know, they won't observe 2 days Sukkot either. So the Gemara said they made a loy plug Rabban. So that's what the Rambam says all over the world. They already knew when Shavuos was. They already knew when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was Nikva, and the Mela, everybody in the world knew when Shavuos is, and the whole observance of 2 days Shavuos is only a loyplug. Just like the Gemara says, if you live in a mokum with the Shluchei Nissan Magim, a Shluchei Tishrei lo Magim, it's a loyplug Rabban, and you have to observe 2 days Pesach also, so you have to observe 2 days Shavuos all over the world for that reason. So Reichig, when he used to talk about this Rambam, he said he's not so convinced that the fact is true. Maybe there were locations that even 2 months later, they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was Nikva. maybe there were places where they're still in the dark. And once, since there were such places, so the Chachamim said, after the whole institution of Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi Hariyah ended, because there were no longer any smuchim, and Hillel HaSheni decided we have to set up a Luach Kavua. so they sent the letter. He's already minig avasechem biyadechem. They should still continue to observe Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. So that's a machlokes harishanim there in Rosh Hashanah. Does it depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz? That's the Ritva says. They made Yantav Sheni a Chutz La'aretz Eretz, so they didn't make Yantav Sheni. The Rambam writes, no, it doesn't make sense. Why should it depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz? It depends. Where the Mokum Shal Shluchim Magim, there may be locations in Eretz Yisrael where they never sent any Shluchim. So in those locations, they have to observe 2 days Yontif, even though they live in Eretz Yisrael. Because Yizor B'minig Avasech Midechem, whatever they did in the generations when they were Kitchu Api Hariyah, they should continue to do now. So there were locations in Eretz Yisrael, but they never sent shluchim. Hardly any Jews lived there, so they didn't. It was expensive to send shluchim. Essentially, you got to pay them money. They have to travel 2 weeks to get them, 2 weeks to get back. They're traveling all the time. And there are locations in Chutz La'aretz that are so close to Yerushalayim that the shluchim were magim. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that this issue, whether you observe one day Yantif or 2 days Yantif, doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. It depends on Mokum Shal Shluchim Magim versus Mokum Shal Shluchim Lo Magim. That's why they were tzaddikim who lived in Briskerov, lived in Yerushalayim, in a certain section. In Yerushalayim, so he said he doesn't know. Maybe the Shluchim never went that direction. Maybe the Shluchim went the other direction. So maybe where he lived, Beis Yisrael, I think he lived. He lived in Gula. I think he lived in Gula. So he was Machmer. The same thing in Bnei Brak. Maybe they never sent Shluchim to Bnei Brak. Maybe there wasn't such a big Jewish community. Maybe the Shluchim went in other directions. So the Minhag Olam clearly is like the Ritva, that it's Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. But there are those Yechidus Gula in every generation who want to be Machmer for the Rambam, who holds that it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. It depends on Mokum Shal Shluchim Magim versus Mokum Shena Shluchim Magim. So there was a... So if the Rambam writes that the whole observance of Yantav Sheni Shal Shavuos, it's only because of a loy plug. The Rambam claims there never was a real sfeika of the Yoma. It's only because of a loy plug. So if you hold like this Chelkas Yoev, that whenever there's a loy plug, then b'mokha mitzvah, you don't have to observe it. So then you're allowed to do malocha on Shavuos, on Yantav Sheni, any time b'mokha mitzvah. So there was a famous incident 150 years ago, the Nadiv Yehuda had a grandson who was also a Talmid Chacham, not the same as the grandfather, who wrote a sefer on the Rambam that's called the Yad HaMelech. So there was a woman who was, there was a man who was about to die, and he had a married man who was about to die. He had no children, and his almana would have needed chalitza. And the Yavam lived very far away, and there was a question whether she would ever be able to get chalitza from the Yavam. Would they ever be able to catch up with the Yavam to get him to do chalitza? So this Yad HaMelech, allowed them to write the get on Yantav Sheni Shel Shavuos, because otherwise she'll be an aguna. Where do you, so if you're all like this, Chelkas Yoev was 100 years ago. It was after this whole story happened. So according to the Chelkas Yoev, it should be so, that it's really a mitzvah to save the woman from igun. It should be considered really a big maka mitzvah. So according to the Chelkas Yoev, it probably should be muta. The Avnei Nezer was sort of the Rebbe of the Chelkas Yoev. Later on, he became an independent, a big Talmid Chacham. They had a lot of disagreements, halacha lemaisa. They corresponded with each other. So the Avnei Nezer doesn't accept his Chelkas Yoev. But where did the Yad HaMelech get the sign found from? That since Yantam Shenish Shel Golis is only the Rabbanon, therefore there's room to be mekel. So he got it from the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara tells there was a man who was holding by the hand, a married man, had no children, and he was going to die, and he was going to give his wife a get shchemira. A get shchemira means a man gives his wife a get that she shouldn't be zkukali of him because he has no children. Usually a get is given because he doesn't like her. He doesn't like her. The pasuk says, "Sneahu isha acharon." They don't get along. Here, the get is given me'ahavo because he loves the wife and he doesn't want it to be a skukali of him. Doesn't want his wife to be an aguna. So there was some gedolim who had a taina. I think in the 1500s and the early 1600s had a taina that if you give a get me'ahavo, the get is puzzle. The motivation to give the get is important. So if you give a get, the get is only good if they're not for each other and they're not happily married. But if they love each other and the get is given because he loves his wife, she shouldn't be an aguna, shouldn't be skukli of him forever. So the get is puzzle. So that we don't accept that at all. That's against all the Gemaras. The Gemara tells many cases that a man gives a get shemira to relieve his wife, that she shouldn't be skukli of him for the rest of her life. So that we don't accept that. But the Gemara tells such a story in Gittin, the beginning of Perek HaZorek. a man wrote a get and was going to give it to his wife. And then he wrote the get late on Friday afternoon. And then on Shabbos, he was holding by the end, and they were afraid that he's going to die. And he didn't give the get yet. So she's going to be, Skuka Liyom is going to be a problem. So they arranged that the husband should be Megarish his wife on Shabbos. How is he Megarish his wife? So the Gemara says he was makne to the wife the room where the get was located. He had given the get and left it in his office. So he's makne the room. And then he says, and in this room I have the get, and I'm makne the get to you now. So that's also called Nesinas HaGet. You don't need Davke Benasan Biyoda. It says, because of Allah Sefer Kisus, Benasan Biyoda. So the Gemara says, Eini Eli Yoda. Chatzer Minayin Tamalayim HaBenasan Mikomakom. Chatzer is also good. So and even though he didn't put it in her chatzer, it was already sitting in her chatzer for Merav Shabbos. The get was written late Friday afternoon, and then it had to be Mekabel Shabbos. They didn't have time to give over the get. So he gave the get on Shabbos by being Makna the chatzer. And Rashi says he's Makna the get Agav the chatzer. And most of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They think Agav is no good. It was Makna the get with the Kinya chatzer. Makna the chatzer, she made a Kinya chazoke. She made a Kinya chazoke on the chatzer where the get was located. And then she's kind of the get with the Kinya chatzer. And the Baal says, I want to be Megarishi with that get. So that's called Nesinas HaGet. So usually we have a din midirabbanan, the Mekach HaMemkar is Usser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So here, he rented the chatzer, he rented the room to his wife, or he was makna b'matana, the room to the wife. One way or the other, it's an isa mekach hamemka. You're not permitted to do mekach hamemka b'shabbos b'yanta. The panter makam igun itiru. Then Tosfos has a girsa in the Tosefta. We don't have this. We have a mishnah in the end of Beitza. Lamed vav on the base, I think. Lamed zayin on the base, somewhere over there. Beitza ends on nafmem. So it's towards the end of Beitza. So the Mishnah has a whole list of things that you're not allowed to do on Yontav, Kal v'chomer on Shabbos. So one of them is a mekachin. You're not allowed to be mekadosh and isha on Shabbos. We don't have in the Mishnah nor in the Tosefta a megarshin. We don't have such a girsa. But Tosefta had such a girsa in the Tosefta. Some of the Balei HaTosefta had such a girsa in the Tosefta. Not only the Mishnah says a mekachin, you're not allowed to do kiddushin on Shabbos because gzeira shem yichtov. So not only emigachim, emigarshim is also gzeirishem meyichtov. To be megarish is only beget. So if you're going to allow people to get divorced on Shabbos Yom Tov, next thing you know, people will write a get on Shabbos Yom Tov. So it's gzeirishem meyichtov. So Tosfos says, so how could the husband rent the apartment to his wife? It's mekach hamemka on the room. And how can it be Megarish even if he would have the get in his hand? Why did he have to rent the apartment? Why didn't he just give her the get? So many of the Rishonim say, it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Many of the Rishonim say, because he was in a different location. The Shechit Meirah was in one location, and the get was in a different building, and there was no Eruv Chatzer. So he couldn't carry the get to the location where the Shechit Meirah was. I'll just give a different explanation. I know it was in the same building, but they didn't want to be mate giving the get. So I'll call Panim. Tosfos points out, you see that b'makom igun, like b'makom chodesh shein b'sakana, the woman will be an aguna for the rest of her life. She won't be able to marry. So she won't be able to function normally. So that's like a chodesh shein b'sakana. Whenever you have a heter for a chodesh shein b'sakana, it's lav davke if the person is a chodesh. If the person has a condition, let's say there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Amid Beis, that's quoted in Hilchos Shabbos, the Ramah quotes it. Tzorchei Hatinok are considered like a Chol L'Shem B'Sakana. Let's say a baby starts crying for his bottle. The baby is sick. No, he has no other means of communication. So the baby is hungry or thirsty, whatever the case, hungry. So he wants a bottle for nourishment. So the only way to tell it, to notify the parents, is to cry. So the baby is not able to function. He's not sick. Baby just hungry. So he's not able to communicate normally. So he cries. So you're permitted to ask a nochri to warm up a bottle or to bring a bottle for the baby. Even though Amir Liakum is exerid the rabban, you're not allowed to. But b'mokum chol l'shem b'sakana, the Gemara says, on kuf chav tes, in Shabbos. So we paskin, the Gemara says on Daf Mem that Tzorchei Hatinek are considered like a Chayla Shem B'Sakana. Why? If the baby wants something and he doesn't get it, he's going to cry. So he's not able to function normally. So he has a condition that's known as babyhood, that prevents him from functioning normally. He's hungry, so he's crying. Usually he fights with his siblings, or he plays with his toys or whatever. He sits in his crib and he looks at the birdies shaking in the air. And not because he's hungry, because whatever, so he's going to cry. So whenever a person is in a situation that is not able to function normally, that has the same status as a chayla shem b'sakana. So a woman is going to be an aguna for the rest of her life. She won't be able to get married. That's at least like a chayla shem b'sakana. So b'makom chayla shem b'sakana, we have kulas. So that's what the Tosfos says. How do we allow the husband to be megarish? How do we allow the husband? They had a girsan at the sefta ein megarishim. And how do we allow the husband to be makne the chotzer in order that she should be kinder to get? The answer is that mishum aguna kila berabonin. Why? Because the woman should remain an aguna. That's like a chol shem b'sakana for the rest of her life. In fact, there's room to argue it should even be more than chol shem b'sakana. There is a kasha in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi assumes there are a group of Rishonim have it like this. In Ksubis and Perikei Lenaris, the Shittim Kubetzis quotes Rishonim say like this, that if we allow B'mokam Pikoch Nefesh, you're allowed to violate all the Dini HaTorah except for Avodah Zarah, Gilui HaRais, and Shvichas Dam. So the Rishonim asks a funny kasha. If a woman was married and the husband went to the army and he never came back, we don't know if he's alive or dead. So the woman is stuck. She's an aguna, so she's not allowed to remarry. So the Shalmi has to catch. But if life is absolutely miserable, that should also be like pikuach nefesh. So pikuach nefesh is decha kol atarkula. Why shouldn't we permit every aguna whose husband is missing? We don't know whether he's alive or dead. Why don't we permit every aguna to remarry? Or let's say the husband, if she's not living with her husband refuses to give her a get. So today we call that an aguna. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have such agunas. If the husband was available and he doesn't want to give a get, the bezdin would beat him up and they would tell him, you may die. You better give the get or we'll beat you up till you may die. And if he dies, it's his own stupid fault. He should have given the get, okay? But today we live in America, so we can't do that. Even in Herzl, they don't do that. It's a democracy. There's freedom of religion there. So they don't do that. But if the bezdin says he should give a get, and he refuses to, so that if they want that, they can put him in prison. They can make life sufficiently miserable for him that it'll pay for him to give a get. So the Yishalmi is bothered with the kasha. Whenever you have an aguna, and life is absolutely miserable, so we should consider that pikuach nefesh. Not only is pikuach nefesh decha kol haTorah kula, when the life is in danger, he may lose his life, even if the life is going to be so absolutely miserable. It's also called the pikuach nefesh. Some Rishonim say like that. So the Rishonim answers, enachinami, it is pikuach nefesh. But that's the din. Since it's gili arayis, he's an eshes ish, so you don't allow gili arayis, even m'malkam sakonis nefesh. Even though life being so miserable that the woman has to remain single for a young girl, only 20 years old, she's going to be single for the rest of her life, another 100 years. So that's takul called pikuach nefesh. But we don't even b'makom pikuach nefesh, you're not permitted to violate gili arayis. So if that's the whole reason why. So let's say the woman will be an aguna because the yavam lives in communist Russia before the Iron Curtain fell, and will never be able. Years ago, there was a problem. If the husband had a brother who lived in Russia, and the husband lives in Eretz or in America, you'll never be able to get to do a chalitza. You can't make a shlich for chalitza. Neither Yavam nor the Yavama can make a shlich for the chalitza. And the Yavama lives in a free country in Eretz or America, and the Yavam lives in Russia. There's no way to get to Russia. There's no way to get the other person from Russia to America. There was no way, there was no traveling at all until during our lifetime. When the Iron Curtain fell down, it was a cold war, so they didn't let people travel back and forth. So if that's true, if you hold like that, Yerushalmi, whenever it's going to be Yantav Sheni Shal Galias, it's only the Rabbanan, not only Yantav Sheni of Shavuos. Maisa Shehoya was this story with the Yad HaMelech happened to be the second day Shavuos. So he allowed the Sefer to write the get, and they gave the get on Yantav Sheni, and he allowed the woman to remarry. But every Yantav Sheni Shal Galias, even the second day Rosh Hashanah, that's Kedush Achas, Yom HaRichta, but it's also only Midr Rabbanan. We know the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Deraisa. Second day is only Midr Rabbanan. We don't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. We know the first day is the real Rosh Hashanah. Second day is only Midr Rabbanan. So, you should, if living a miserable life, if you would really hold like that, Yerushalmi, leading a life to be single that you couldn't be able to get married, is considered like extreme suffering, extreme pain, and is decha kol atarku, is just not decha gili arayis, but is decha everything. So you should be matar even to write a get on Shabbos. You should be allowed to write a get on Shabbos. Pekuch nefesh is decha Shabbos. You should not only yantav sheni, yantav rishon also. Not only the second day Shavuos should be mutter, even the first day Shavuos. Even on Shabbos, it should be allowed to write a get. The din is halacha lemaisa that if a nochri writes a get, it's pasul, because the Gemara says it's not considered lishma. Not only if a non-Jew writes a get, it's considered shalor lishma, because a nochri, Rab Chaim in his sefer quotes Rab Simcha Zelek. I think it's the only place that he quotes anybody. And his sefer quotes Rab Simcha Zelek was the Dayan and Brisk by Rab Chaim. He learned in Valojin also. Rab Chaim knew him from Valojin. And he was very kofif to Rab Chaim. So he quotes Rab Simcha Zelek said a beer in the Ramam Shita. The Nochri cannot write a get because it's lacking Lishma. Why? So he said, because a Nochri is ain't a Bittorah's get to make Kedushin. The Nochrim don't have an institution of get. They have an institution of marriage. The Ishus B'Nach is different from Ishus Yisrael. But the Yerushalmi and the Meir Shabbos said they don't have an institution of a get. One version in the Yerushalmi is like the Catholics have adopted that once they get married, they can't get divorced, period, until the husband dies. But there's no divorce at all. And the accepted opinion is not like the Catholic Church. Then is the other version in the Yerushalmi and the Meir Shabbos. They don't have any get. They can have Gerushin Baal Peh and can be initiated. Either the husband or the wife can say, I don't want to be married to you any longer. Goodbye and good luck. Nice knowing you. And they part and they go. Each one goes his own way. So Nochri is Zeinu B'Torah's Gittin. And Nochri doesn't have a get. So whoever is Zeinu B'Torah something is not able to create Lishma in that area. So that's what Simcha Zelek pointed out. There's a Tosis in Gittin said Befei Rishnatza. Tosis says that there are four reasons why if a Nochri's a get is signed, the Edom on the get on Nochrim, it's no good. So Tosis has four different reasons. So they count. There's two different reasons. One reason because the Nochri signs the Shalol Lishma. Another reason is because the Nochri is Zeinu B'Torah's Gittin Kiddushin. So that's why he's puzzled to sign. Rab Simcha Zelek learned in the Rambam that it's one and the same reason. Why can't the Nochri think Lishma? Well, they have a weak head. They have the same intelligence that is Israel. And Nochri is Zeinu B'Torah's Gittin. So that's why Alpidin can't create Lishma. That's what the Ritvan Psochem and Afmem quotes when they go in him. That the matzis, the Gemara says matzis that are baked by Nochrim can be kosher lePesach. If you have hashgacha, it'll be kosher lePesach. But Eilan Amyotzei Dechavasa, you can't use it for the Seder. Because for the Seder night, for the mitzvah matzah, you need shmur matzah, means you need asiyah lishma. And the Nochri is not capable of creating lishma. Because the Goyim say, why not? The Gemara doesn't say why. The Gemara just says, B'tzeker shal Nochrim. You're allowed to eat it. Provided that you eat a kazais at the end of the meal that was baked lishma. The matzah baked by the Nochri is not baked lishma. Why is it not lishma? Because Nochri had died to the Namshikov and the Gemara hasn't gotten. What does that mean? So the Ritvan Psochem and Afmem quotes the Goinim because the Nochri doesn't have the mitzvah of matzah. Whoever does not have the mitzvah is not capable of creating lishma. That's what the Rabbi Natam said. That women a potter from Dalad Minim, because it's a mitzvah seser shazman grama. So according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, the lulav tzorach eged, so if a woman will tie the eged around the lulav, we pass on lulav and tzorach eged. So the eged is on the mishum zekeli v'anveyu, the hida mitzvah. So the whole eged is not miyaken. So you can't say if a woman ties the eged, you're not yotze the Dalad Minim. You don't even need the whole eged. What are you going to say if a woman planted the tree? Planting the tree, that's not called asiyas halulav. That's not a problem. But if the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, that lulav tzorach eged, so then the Rabbeinu Tam assumes in Tosfos and Gittin, and Daf Mem on the base, Rabbeinu Tam assumes that you would need, eged has to be made lishma. The Gemara talks about eged has to be made lishma. So if a woman is not mechuyev in dalad minim, because it's a mitzvah, says shazman grama, so the woman cannot create lishma on the eged, so a woman would be psula for eged. Or let's say if the din would have been like Beis Shammai, that Hanochas Haschach requires L'shem Mitzvah, so a woman would be posel. A sukkah's Noshim, a sukkah where the women put the schach on top would be posel, because women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of sukkah. It's a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grama. So therefore, women are incapable of creating Lishma. The mazel is a din is like Beis Hillel, that you don't need Hanochas Haschach Lishma. Even a Nochri puts the schach, even if children before Bar Mitzvah, as long as you put it L'shem Tzel. So if the woman puts the Shem Tzel, that's not a problem. But whoever is Eina B'Toiras, any given mitzvah, is incapable of Pidin. It's not because they have Shvacha Kep. Whoever is not Mechuyev in a certain mitzvah is incapable of creating Lishma on that mitzvah. So again, so the, if a get is written on Shabbos, Shaloi Kedin, the Rambam says, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the one who wrote the get is Machal Shabbos, if it's Machal Shabbos, beferes hedina ka'akum. So just like a Nochri who writes a get is pasul, because it's considered shalom lishma. Even a Jew, the Jew has a Yiddish cup. It doesn't depend whether he was born a Jew or not born a Jew. It's not the sharpness of the mind. Whoever is dina ka'akum has a din like an akum, and an akum is considered alpidin, pasul for making lishma. So the Rambam has that then, a get that was written on Shabbos, even on Yom Kippur. We usually assume Mechal Shabbos. We learned in Chulin Daf Hei, Mechal Shabbos beferes dina ka'akum, like Obed Abed Azor, dina ka'akum. So why is Mechal Shabbos like Obed Abed Azor? Because when you observe Shabbos, you are demonstrating, you're testifying that you believe in the story of creation. One is Mechal Shabbos beferes is considered as if he's demonstrating he doesn't subscribe to the story of creation. And that's equivalent to Avodah Zarah. He doesn't believe in the Torah. So a Jew who's an Avodah Zarah, Dina Ka'akum. So that's what Rashi says, Machal Shabbos beferes Dina Ka'akum, because Shabbos's observance of Shabbos demonstrates that you believe in the story of creation. So that should only apply to Shabbos, shouldn't apply to Yom Kippur. So the Rambam writes, not so. Yom Kippur is Dina Ka'akum. So the get was written on Yom Kippur. It's also Machal Yom Kippur beferes Dina Ka'akum. And the get will be possible because it's considered shalom lishma. It's a chiddush in the Rambam. The Beis Halevi points out that Rambam. Yes, yeah, so that's if a get is written on Shabbos shaloi kedin, then the one who wrote the get is dina ka'akum if it's b'chal Shabbos b'farhesia. Okay, sometimes it won't be b'farhesia. Sometimes it'll be b'tzina. So if the get is written on Shabbos shaloi kedin and b'chal Shabbos b'farhesia dina ka'akum, and an akum can't create lishma. But if you're going to consider living a life of celibacy is not normal, and that's considered for a woman. That's considered such a suffering that life is so miserable. So then it's like a bikoch nefesh. That's what the Yerushalmi seems to say. So the Yerushalmi asked the question, we should permit every aguna to remarry because life is so miserable. So the answer was given, no, to remarry is arayis. So bikoch nefesh, not mater arayis. But if you have to write a get on Shabbos, because nefesh is decha Shabbos, we drive to the hospital when somebody is sick. According to the Yerushalmi, whenever a woman is going to become an aguna because the husband is about to die, even if the get wasn't written yet, we should be permitted to write the get on Shabbos. So that, we never heard of such a thing. So apparently we don't follow that Yerushalmi. Life is not that miserable. Leading a celibate life is not considered that miserable that it's considered bikoch nefesh. Maybe we do accept that the opinion and the Rishonim, like the Rishonim said, that if a person is going to suffer extreme pain, extreme suffering, let's say they're torturing the torturing a person, unless he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. And maybe extreme torture is considered the Sakonis Nefoshis, and maybe it is the Chakala Tarakula. That's what some Rishonim say. Anyway, so this Maisa Shehoi with the Yad HaMelech, this was on the second day Shavuos. So I don't remember what his reasoning was, but this was a big cause celebre. He allowed them to write the get on Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni is only the Rabbanon, so there's more room to be made. You can say that, you can say, we know that there are four, we learned that this year there are four klolim for cholim on Shabbos. If you have a cholish yesh b'stakonis nefashis, you're even permitted and obligated to be mechal Shabbos to violate dinim deraisa. If you have a sakonis aver, so you're allowed to violate all the rabbanans. Not allowed to violate deraisa. You're permitted to violate all the rabbanans. If it's less than sakonis aver, you just have a cholish ein bo sakon. It means there's, because of his condition, he's prevented from functioning normally. So then we only allow one, we said the Shulchan Aruch, there are four different opinions. So the Mechaber writes, Halacha Kadeah Hashlishis, we should follow the third opinion. That was the Ramban and the Torah Sa'odam. That's quoted by the Tur in Shin Chav Ches. That's where this Mechaber is. So the Ramban seems to distinguish between different Rabbanans. It's only a Gzeire, then you're Matarit. And if it's a Malacha de Rabbanan, then you're Machma, you don't allow. And if it's, if the person is a bori with a mechish bialma, not only does it not prevent him from functioning, there's no sakonis nefashis, no sakonis aver, and he's not, he has an ache and a pain, but it doesn't really prevent him from functioning normally. Has it's annoying. So that's a chayla with a person who has a condition, he's a little bit mitztayer. So not only do you not have any leniencies, there you have the chumrah. That's the gzera de rabban. You're not allowed to take refuah on Shabbos and Yantav. But on Yantav Sheni, we do allow refuah, even for the bari with the mechesh bialma. So maybe that was his opinion. Maybe we treat the aguna like a bari with a mechesh bialma. It's going to be very annoying for the rest of her life. She won't be able to. She'll be an aguna because the yavam lives so far away. She won't be able to arrange for a chalitza. Maybe that was his idea, that we treat Yantav Sheni is only the Rabbanon, so we treat it like a chol Hashem Misakana. So all refuah is mutta on Yantav Sheni, the Gemara says. There is refuah is never made on Yantav Sheni. Maybe that's what he held. So many gedolim disagreed with him. Chasam Sofer disagreed. He has a tshuva Rav Shlomo Kluger. They both disagree. So the Chasam Sofer writes a loshen in his tshuva, Yantav Sheni Shal Shavuos is mochomer than every other Yantav Sheni. Because the other Yantav Sheni is only b'torah Sveika Diayma. But Yantav Sheni Shal Shavuos, there is no Sveika Diayma. The Rambam wrote, there's no Sofik at all. So it's b'torah Svadai. It's not b'torah Sveika Diayma, b'torah Svadai. It's very difficult. If anything, you should have said the reverse. That Yantav Sheni of Shavuos, the Rambam said it's only because of a loyplug. So that's what the Chelkas Yoav said. The Abnezer disagreed with the maskana of the Chelkas Yoav. His maskana was that since the maskana of the Chelkas Yoav was that any iser de rabbanan, it's only because of a loyplug, is a lower level iser, and therefore b'makom mitzvah you would be mater like a shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah. We follow that opinion in Tosfos. Shvuz de shvuz b'makom mitzvah is always mutter. So if you have an Isad, it's only because of a loyplug, you would be matur. So the Avnei disagreed. But L'chorah, he should agree that an Isad that's because of a loyplug, there is no reason for the Isad in this case. Only a loyplug should be a lower level of an Isad. Not that it should be a more chomer. But that's a shvera Avnei, the shvera Chasam Sofer. He writes like that. Rabbi Mordechai Tendler printed so far three volumes of, used to be by his grandfather for 10 years, I think. And he wrote down all the conversations that went on when people came and they asked Shabbos. He wrote everything down. He has another seven volumes to go, I think. So he printed three volumes of Masoras Moshe. So in one of the volumes, he writes that they had this conversation about the second day Shavuos, the Rambam. So Moshe said, what do you mean? Because it's Aloyplux, it's Mochomer. No, if anything, it's more kal. It's not Muhammad. That's the Pashtus. Pashtus is not like the Chasam Sofer. But the Chasam Sofer and the Shlomo Kluger were the two leaders of the battle. They wrote tshuvas. They disagreed with this Yad HaMelech. He was a big guy. Yad HaMelech is a sefer on the Rambam. There's a lot of very good things in the sefer. And he was a grandson of the Nadi Beulah. He was not a reform rabbi. And he's not, it's very questionable. Maybe he was really right. Maybe it's not so poshut that he was wrong. Maybe he's really right. Anyway, that is relevant to our Gemara. Our Gemara spoke about loy plug. Yeah, and the Gemara you have a lot of times. A loy plug rabban. Okay, so let's we got to start at least. The next Mishnah, Dab Kuf Ches Amir Aleph. We'll learn for a few minutes. Tipas Cholov. This is a famous sugya. Tipas Cholov. Tipas Cholov Shenafa Ala Chaticha. You have a pot full of flesh and one piece of flesh in your day, they make a big fuss about this. Machlegis Rashi in the Ri. How is this piece of meat located? Is it that there's so many pieces of meat and cooking in liquid, and there's a piece of meat that's above the other piece, that's completely above the level of the liquid? What if the piece of meat is an inch and a half thick, and part of it is below the surface of the liquid, and the part of it is above the surface, and the tipas chola falls on top of that chatichas basar, tipas chol shenafa ala chaticha. So if it's miktsasa bereitim, miktsasa chutz lereitim, so they make a big fuss on Yeridei about this. Should we assume that because the bottom of the chaticha is in the reitiv, even though the tipas chol fell on the top of the chaticha, the tipas chol will be mispashetes through till the bottom of the chaticha and the rest of the kedera? So even if he was not near the kisa, he didn't put the lid on. If you put the lid on, then the steam goes up. Is going to be thick steam. And Hevel, thick steam, is Dina Kiraitev. So it's as if there's Raitev on everything. Everything has been starved to be Mavatl, the Tipas Chola B'shish. But if it's lo near of a Lokisa, he didn't stir the pot and he didn't put the lid on top. So in the Chatichas Basar is Miktsasa B'raitev, Miktsasa Chutzla Raitev, do you assume that the Tipas Chola will only remain on top of that Tipas, on top of the Chaticha? So the Chaticha will become Basar B'chola. But they say, no, it's so full of his pashe, because half of the chaticha is submerged below the surface of the liquid. So the tipas chol is so full of his pashe. So you don't say that the top of the meat becomes treif. So when does the Mishnah say that chaticha becomes asa? The entire chaticha is chutz l'reitiv. You have so many chatichas, the reitiv doesn't go so high. The reitiv goes to a certain point, and there's a chatichas basar that's completely chutz l'reitiv. Then the tipas chol will only be concentrated in that chaticha, it won't be mispashed on the whole pot. So that's a big fuss in the Yerideya. Okay. So what's the din? So if the tipas chol falls on the chaticha, yesh bo b'nais and tam, if it succeeds in giving the sinas tam, if you have so little milk that it doesn't, and you have elef alf, alofim against the tipas chol, so it is not nice and tam in the basar, so then it's not basar chol. But if it does succeed, the tipas chalav succeeds in giving a tam chalav in the basar, then the basar becomes basar b'chalav. And the rest of the gedera is not mitztarev to make shishim, to be mevatel tam. But if near the kisa, if he stirs the whole pot, or if he puts on the lid, either one or the other, then the whole pot will be mitztarev to be mevatel b'shishim. Okay, so the beginning of the Gemara we already did. Amar Abai, Abai says from the Parsha and the Chumash of Basa B'cholov, we see that there must be an institution of Tam Kiker. Time of Laima Moshe B'alma Deraisa, the din of Tam Kiker must be Deraisa. It's Machleg Zatanoim, Machleg Zrashi, and Rabbi Netam had a Paskim. So Abai proves that Taisus is right, that Tam Kiker is Deraisa. When the whole institution of Basa B'cholov, these al kadaitach the Rabbanon, if you're going to say that whenever you have Raiv of Heter against the Miut of Iser, even though it's nice and tam, it's bottled by Raiv, so me Basa B'cholov, my time, we learn now from Basa B'cholov to Kola Torah Kula. Learn now from Basa B'cholov. Basa B'cholov, it can't be it's exactly 50-50. Obviously, either you have a pot of milk and a little flesh fell in, or you have a pot of flesh and a little milk fell in. It's not going to be 50-50. The odds are a billion, million, trillion, zillion to one. It's going to be 50-50. It's never going to be that. It's always going to be less than 50%, but it's going to be nice and tam. So he says, you see from the whole institution, from the whole parsha Bas B'cholom, you see that Tam Kika Deraisa. So maybe you say that's true. Tam Kika Deraisa by Bas B'cholom. But in Kol HaTorah Kuli, you cannot derive, usually we have a din of Mamatzinu. If you find a din with respect to one parsha in the Torah, we extend it to all the other dinim in the Torah as well. Unless that din is a chiddush. Why do we extend, why is there a principle of Mamatzinu? If there's a din in one parasha, we extend it to all the other dinim. That's a din the first Mishnah and Baba Kamba told the same Kayotze Bahem. Told that the Karen is Dinik Karen. Told the Shem Beregel, Dinik Shem Beregel. Told that the Bar, told that the Eish. Told the same Kayotze Bahem. Why? That's a din of Mamatzinu. You don't need a pasuk. By Shabbos, the Shita Mekubetze says on the first daf in Baba Kamba, by Shabbos, you need a pasuk to be Marbet. Told the same Kayotze Bahem. Not only the Lametas of his Malachas that were in the Mishkan, not only are they Aser, even the Toldas are also Aser. Why do you need a Pasuk in Masech HaShabbos? The Gemara has a Pasuk, a Drosha. Why do you need a Pasuk? So the Shita Mekubetzes explains, because how did you establish in the first place what's a Malacha? So the Gemara says on the first half in Baba Kama, whatever was Hachtahavi bin Mishkan Chashiv Korleyat, whatever activity was an important activity in Binyan HaMishkan, is labeled as an Av Malacha, because the Pasuk says we should build a Mishkan, but not on Shabbos, because building a Mishkan is an act of Chilul Shabbos. So we see from that Pasuk, it has a few times in the Chumash like that. Asiyas HaMishkan is linked together with the Shabbos to teach you that Binyan HaMishkan is not Decha Shabbos. So that's how we know what's the definition of Malacha Shabbos. Whatever was an important activity in Asiyas HaMishkan is considered an Amalacha. So the Toldos were not in the Mishkans. I would have thought the Toldos are not also. So I need a pasuk to say, despite the fact that the Toldos were not essential activities in the Mishkan, still told the same Kayetzabem. But in Kol HaTorah Kulo, the Shita Mekubetze says, whenever there's a din in the Chumash, we always assume on our own, the Toldos of Nezikin, the Ovis Nezikin, told the same Kayetzabem. You don't need a pasuk. So here also, that's the principle of Mamatzinu. You learn not midinecha lachaver from one parasha to the other. And one parasha, namely the parasha of Basa B'chol, we see an institution of Tam Ki Iker. So we should learn from here to Kol HaTorah Kulo that Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa, unless you say Basa B'chol is a Chiddush. Chiddush means it doesn't fit into the pattern. It's a Yotze Min HaKlal, Dovra Asayis HaSakal. That was the Bechina that you had yesterday. What's the definition of Chiddush? Dovra Yotze Min HaKlal, Dovra Asayis, exception to the rule. So he says, these al kadaitach, the Rabbanon, if you're going to think that Tam Kikah and Kol HaTorah is only the Rabbanon, like Rashi holds, we bust and b'chol my time, like I mean, why don't you learn out from bust and b'chol to Kol HaTorah Kulo? Because you're going to tell me bust and b'chol is a chidish, it's a daba haseser, it's a klal, in what way? So that's machlekes, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says a chidish because the basar alone is muta and the cholav alone is muta. All of a sudden, if they both combine together, it becomes us. How can it be? If each one is muta, how does it become awesome? And Tosfos said, that's not a chiddush. The Gemara suggested that pshat, and the Gemara rejected it. Here, the Tosfos, Dima Mascha, the chiddushu. So in the fourth line, Tosfos says, V'tam zeh, this explanation that Rashi gave, that zeh levad the muta, v'zeh levad the muta, k'shen esarvu, nesarim, Tosfos said, V'tam zeh lo koi, there's a misprint to Tosfos. The Tam said this explanation why Basa B'cholov is a chiddush, because Zela Vada Mutter, Zela Vada Mutter, Lokoy, it doesn't remain Lamaskana Be'el Oven Ubinazir. The Gemara initially suggested that they rejected, because by Karam Nami Havi Hachi, that the grapes alone are Mutter and the Tvu alone is Mutter. When they combine, it becomes Kaloi HaKarim, becomes us. So the real reason why Basa B'cholov is a chiddush, because you don't say Kabish Kamavushal. Kol HaTorah Kulo, the din is whenever this and see Nastam. Kavush is kavushal, and basa b'cholav, kavush kavushal is only the rabbanim. So basa b'cholav is a chiddush. So if you say the reason why you can't learn out from basa b'cholav to Kol HaTorah Kulo, the tam kika is the rice, because basa b'cholav is a chiddush. So if it's a chiddush, then you should even say I've got the lekanais in tam nami. So let the basa b'cholav be aser, even if the cholav falls into the basar. And it does not succeed in giving the sin of Tam. The Mishnah says not so. So you see that Basa B'cholom is based on the halacha of Tam Kiker. Learn that from Basa B'cholom to Kol HaTorah Kulo. And Rabbi disagrees. And Rabbi says, no, Derech Bishul Lasa Torah. The fact that Basa B'cholom only asks if it succeeds in giving the sin of Tam, that's because the Torah says, Derech Bishul Lasa Torah. Derech Bishul is understood that it has to be nice and Tam. But Leolami can say that Tam Kikar is Lav Deraisa. So Rashi writes on the next daf, on Kuftes Amaral, which is a gigantic Rashi, very big Rashi. So Rashi writes over there that you see, whenever there's Machlokes Abai B'Rava, we always pass on like Rava, except for the six cases of Yalkega. So Rava is in disagreement with Abai. Rava holds that Tam Kikar Lav Deraisa. So Rashi said, that's the din, Tam Kikar Lav Deraisa. And the Taisus says, the little Taisus Amarav on Kufches. They say, Rabbi didn't mean to disagree with Abaye and say that Tam Kikar is Lav Deraisa. He just said, you can't derive from here. But he also agrees, Tam Kikar Deraisa, Kidipirishis, not Kidipirish, but Kuntris. The Kuntris later on Kufches and Manalaf, Rashi says, he passed like Rabbi, who holds the Tam Kikar Lav Deraisa. That says Kidipirishis, as we explained, the Perkei Hanasha is a gigantic Tesis, but Tesis disagrees with everything that Rashi said. Rashi says, based on this sugya, that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda, the mimimina b'mashu, so Tesis says, we don't accept that Rashi. And Rashi holds like Rava, the Tam Kikar Lav Deraisa, we don't accept that Rashi. Two major points that Rashi has. Okay, that was the first bit of the Gemara. The Machlokes and Abai B'Rava, can you derive from the Parsha of Bosa B'Cholof to call it Tarakula? The Tam Kikar is Deraisa. But then the main, that's so far, that was the main part of the Gemara. But the famous part of this sugya, as far as the whole world is concerned, is the next Gemara. Omar Rav, the next Gemara. Omar Rav, Kimin Shinasan Tam B'Chaticha, if the Chaticha is either Kula Chutzla right, or the Mikzasa Chutzla right, the Machlag is Rashi Neri. And the tipas cholav is only going to remain in the top chaticha, not be mispashetas. If it's so far the hispashet in the whole kedera, then you don't say chaticha atzmanas nevel. You don't say the first piece of meat that it fell on becomes basa b'cholav. No, so far the hispashet. So it didn't land yet. It's going to spread in the rest of the pot of meat, and everything is mitzarv to be mevatel b'shishim. So we're talking about a case where it's not so far the hispashet. It's only going to concentrate. And this chaticha, either the whole chaticha is chutz l'raitev, or the top of the chaticha is chutz l'raitev. So Rab says, kimish anosin tam chaticha, once the cholov succeeds, cholov is loshen zachar. Tipas cholov is loshen nekeva, tipa, but cholov is loshen zachar. Kimish anosin tam chaticha, once the cholov gives nesinas tam cholov in the chaticha's basa, chaticha atzmanas nebele, the service kol chaticha's kolom neshehemino. The piece of meat becomes basa b'cholov, and then it's cooking in the pot. So he paskens like Rav, that mim b'mina b'mashuhu. So the basar is not going to be, the tam of the basar, and this chaticha is basar b'cholav, is going to be mispashet the whole pot. And the whole pot is full of basar. So basar b'basar is mim b'mina is b'mashuhu. So even though the cholav, when the cholav is going to be mispashet in the rest of the pot, there's going to be well over shishim. There's only tipas cholav, a drop of milk. The drop of milk, you didn't have shishim. It's a meatball on top, not such a big chaticha. You have a big chaticha, you're going to have shishim and a chaticha already against the tipas cholav. A little meatball, so it fell on the meatball. So when the tam will be mispashed later, you're going to stir the whole pot. The tam of the basa b'cholav will be mispashed in the whole pot. So the cholav will be bottled b'shishim, Elif alofim time is shishim. You're going to have shishim for sure. But the basar time is mim mimina b'mashahu. So the whole pot of flesh will be us. Kimish and us tam achatich. Achatich atzmanasis nevela. Doesn't mean nevela. Literally, it becomes basar b'cholav. V'seres kol achatich is gom neshe emino. Because Rav holds a mim mimina b'mashahu. Rav Soloveitchik told us that years ago they used to have oral b'chinas for smicha. Then they discontinued because the students were so petrified. They were so scared. There was one boy in my time who was so frightened. The oral bechinas for smicha used to be with Dr. Belkin, Rabbi Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Moshe Shatskis. So, and the boys had to learn Yeridei on their own, and they didn't really understand it. And Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to ask a question that was slightly off from what it said in Yeridei to see if they really understood. Did they understand the dinim to know that if it's slightly off, whether the din is the same or not the same? So they were so petrified. So there's one boy, the day after his bechina, he lost all of his hair from pachad. I don't know what medically that's due to, but that's what happened. He lost all of his hair. A young guy was learning for smicha. So they discontinued it. So Rav Soloveitchik said, he once asked the boy, what does it mean, chatich ha'atzma nasis nevela? So he said, if you cook meat with milk and somebody goes and he eats it, we give him malchus because of eating nevela. That's totally wrong. You give him malchus because he ate basa b'chalav. It doesn't become nevela. The piece of meat was kosher. It wasn't nevela. Chatich ha'atzma nasis nevela means nasis iser. Becomes a chatich ha'viser. And now, even when the basar, even though now, the chalav is going to be mispashit and the rest of the gedera, the chalav is going to be batal b'shishim, because min b'shein amina. But the basar is min b'mina with the basar, so min b'mina is min mashu. The rest of the pot will be us. Yeah. But we pass the min b'mina, except for Rashi, Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ravid, we pass the min b'mina is not b'mashu. That's what we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ravid writes, we mentioned already, the Ravid has a strange hasog on the Rambam. Usually Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Sefer on the Rambam comes to explain difficult Rambams. Here Rav Chaim Soloveitchik comes to explain a difficult Ravid. So the Ravid writes, since the whole din of Chaticha Nas Nevela was formulated by Rav in connection with the din of Mim Mimina B'mashahu, so once we pass Mim Mimina is not B'mashahu, so the whole din of Chaticha Nas Nevela is irrelevant. It's very pelodic. Why is it irrelevant? This nafkemina is off, but there'll be other nafkeminas. There'll be other nafkeminas. Very strange. Very strange arrival. So Rav Chaim has a hole. He stands on his head to explain the Shver arrival. Okay, maybe we will stop here and believe that. And when we continue, I guess, after Shavuos, we'll pick up from over here. I think starting from tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow's the 13th. But starting from tomorrow, I'll be giving only 45 minutes in between the exams, from 12 to 12:45. Very good. Mazel tov to all of those seniors who are graduating. You should have much hatzlacha. A few seniors in this year. Okay.
Rabbi, can I ask you something?
Sure.
I was just learning the Gemara, this whole Gemara, and there's no shita who just holds Esher Osoch to Aser and not min v'mina lo batel.
Right.
Isn't that just a simple understanding of the Ravid? That once we don't hold the min v'mina lo batel, therefore there's no question of Shalom, because there's no shita holds of Shalom and not min v'mina lo batel.
Yeah, this nafkemina will be irrelevant. The nafkemina based on min v'mina masha won't be relevant anymore because we don't accept that. But there'll be other nafkeminas. There'll be other nafkeminas based on the assumption that chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Why should it be totally dafke? Because you hold mim and minim asha. There'll be other nafke minis ledina. We'll have to learn this again. Okay. Very good.
Rabbi.